Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I got a swollen ear.
Oh,
what?
No.
I got a swollen ear.
What?
What?
I can't hear you. I have a swollen ear.
I got a swollen ear.
Now, the ear itself, like the meaty part or the inside part?
The meaty part.
Meaty
The ears. Cauliflower part. My cauliflower
have you
ear.
Been Greco-Roman wrestling?
No. No, oh. I don't know. I've been on meds.
What about with grappling?
Did you take a tough hit down at the box?
No, grappling. I wear headphones every day, and I wear that CPAP machine at night. That touches my ears.
Ah.
I get a lot of crap on my ears all day long. But they're my. It's my crap. You know. I mean, it's
is a swollen ear. The only swollen ear I've ever seen is in CrossFit when you have a cauliflower ear.
That this is not, because I would not be doing that kind of vigorous exercise.
Cauliflower comes from frequent hits, right?
Ah.
Right?
I think rubbing against the mat.
Oh.
My exercise involves
me.
Drive, 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 walk, walk, hit ball. Drive, 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 walk, walk, hit ball. Drive, 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 walk, walk, hit ball. That's what my
left ear or right ear or both?
Right ear.
Okay. Do you sleep on your right ear?
Want to see it?
No.
Oh!
Gross.
Oh, my God.
It's not, you don't even notice that from that distance on the camera.
Oh, it looks like a girl's body part.
Oh, yeah, my God.
It Mike, really did.
Yeah, you've got, you know what, on your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, behave. I do not.
Can we
anyway,
see the other one for comparison?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
No, you've got.
No, that's definitely.
By the way, I have giant ears. I have Dumbo ears. So, I mean, I realize both my ears are super big. All the women are jealous of my ears.
I do believe the word we might be looking for is engorged.
You know what it is.
What?
You know, like in the very, and this might not happen anymore, but when I was younger and I go to the 9:30 club, there'd be.
Rock club. Yeah,
yeah, there'd be in a rock club. Or anywhere,
with hookers.
Yeah, maybe.
Lots of pierced hookers.
That's the word of the day. That's the addition to every sentence today, you know. I went to church Sunday with hookers.
It's the new with hookers game.
It would be a piercing and almost like an earring, but it'd be an insert in the earring.
Where like a spacer.
A spacer, right?
Yeah, like you see them, they're like O's. They're like
it looks like you had a piercing with a spacer and it fell out.
Yeah,
well, like you after, had after the show yesterday, I called my doctor's office and they're here. So doctors are not available. Because they've all arrived and they're all ill.
Oh,
and
all so, the people, yeah.
So I said, all right, I'll pop into the local urgent care thing, which is part of my network. And so I'll go in there, and this was right after the show, and there were 50 people in there.
Do you find when you go to the urgent care?
There were 50 people, and I walked in and I walked out. I said, I got a swollen ear. I'm not dying here, and I'll call. And then the lovely lady, they great at this doctor's office, and she chatted with me and got a list of what was going on with my ear and said, he'll see you at 1:45. So I'm going to see him at 1:45.
I'm typing in vagina ear.
Vagina ear. I'm going to go send my vagina ear to him.
Vagineer. I believe they employ them at Disney.
Ramped up vagina ear. I'm going
to
send that.
Right next to the Imagineers are the vagina ears.
And they, the Mouseketeers. The Imagineers at Disney.
Yeah, and what they do is they make
the Imagineers. There you go. You know, hey, by the way, was that the first, wasn't that the beginning of when you would get a really, a truly, truly, jive word to screw the American public.
Oh, yeah, it's like, you know what? We're not podcasters. We're talkateers.
Talkateers. And wait a minute. Hold on. They weren't actors at Disney. They're not actors. What are they? They give.
Oh
them
no,
a name
they're not.
For,
they're not park employees. They're cast members.
Cast members.
They're cast members.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly.
And
what
they
it
all
is.
Have vagineers.
Vagineers. The
Which
vagineers.
Is, it's like the Mickey Mouse ears, but
Ladies
it's in the adult
no.
part of the park.
The Vagineers.
Whoa. I think it's his mask.
You do?
It's got to be your mask, Mike.
The CPAP thing?
I think because if it goes on and it wraps
it
around
your ears.
It
doesn't go right over the ear, but it definitely brushes by the ear.
Pinch the ears.
Would it pinch
it
and
split it?
It pinches the ears. The old pinch and
I'll probably bring that up to the good doc, my great doctor.
Is there soreness when you
touch? Dr. Jason, one of the best guys I know. I'm very blessed to have a, you know, when you're in my condition, it's great to have a general practitioner that you track with.
Sure.
Who's a lot younger than you are, which they all are now. So it's great to go into him and talk with him because I tell him everything. My history, my long, long history of every venereal disease known to mankind. My dengue fever that I got when I was doing missionary work in Africa. All the things that
dengue
I have,
or
all
dengue?
The maladies that I have.
Because I think dengue manifests
well,
itself lower.
Well, mine was a tiny, tiny little fly, Rob, that bit me. You know, one of the outhouses.
What does Carla say about your ear, boss?
She
Goodbye!
Is kind of no. She's you know, she's been through it so much that there's not a tremendous amount of sympathy.
It's been like 3 weeks of health for Mike.
Yeah,
it's been 3 weeks of health, and I'm out of there. I played golf yesterday.
This poor man's got
how'd you shoot?
His ear
88.
That's not bad for a man with that on his ear.
$25 bet. $125. Won my bet back.
You're not.
That's a copay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
yeah,
see
that's
them?
A copay. Thank you, Rob. You gotta live down here.
Yeah.
You gotta get out. Why don't you, you know, the house next door to me is empty. Why don't you just come down?
Just start just come squatting?
Down? Leave the family back there, but come down and just hang for a couple of months, you know?
I think it might be nuts.
We'll do stuff. We'll go eat donuts.
We'll do things. We'll do things together. Compare
we'll
ears.
You know what? You come down here, and we will get those tricycle bicycles down here.
Yes.
And we will just ride them. And when we'll ride them, we'll have kind of a stupid look on our face. We'll have the look on our face like when you take selfies with people. Let me see if I've got it. Okay.
You've asked about this, and
this
I don't know what
every,
you mean.
Let me see if I get this. This is every selfie Rob takes.
That is a look of delightful surprise.
It's a phony, phony, phony smile How? Next time, normally. You know, Your smile. You know the picture I have up here in the office of you when you were really laughing and
yes.
we were on stage?
Mm-hmm. It's
which is just you really laughing.
And to be clear, it's of both of us. It's not like you have a picture of me in your office.
Well, no, it's my picture of you.
Yeah.
You know? I'd like that, but I mean, I hit the...
Okay.
It looks like you're gasping for air.
You have like a folded ear more than a vaginal ear. More like a folded
well,
ear.
Well, I have the seam that says, you know, heart attack is imminent on the ear. That's
what is that? Is that
that's
a thing?
Part of it. Yeah, if you have a seam down your lobe, that means you...
How are my lobes, Oscar?
I mean, you got to take your hand off of it. You've got like three wrinkles on your lobes.
Yeah, well, he's got a fat ear.
Yeah.
Do you have big ears, Rob? Do you have big ears or little ears?
I have a big head. I think my ears are proportionate to my head. However, if you were to put them like...
There is a seam.
If you were to put them on pony, that would be bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me turn to the left and I want to see your... No, it's small, but if your head was smaller, you might those ears might actually be something that, you know, Khaleesi could sit between. You know, that would be interesting.
I'm proportionate in all ways. Well, most ways.
Yeah. Well, that's the way that goes.
Okay, what's the treatment?
We have
what's
to
the
play
treatment
the
for this ear? I'm concerned.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
These are your money makers.
I bet they ice it. I bet they say ice it.
I hope not. I don't want
to
put ice.
What
in
about?
Here.
What if he has to get
that.
The Rush ocular or cochlear implant?
Hello, well, my name is Charlie.
I'm not on Oxy. I don't do those drugs.
Not yet.
Come on.
Not yet.
Not yet. Somewhere soon.
Yeah.
You know, I might do that, but no, it's just a. Add it to the cold. I think it might have something to do with the cold that I got from my
kid. We all get
kid.
Swollen ears from cold.
Yeah, the last
it's
thing
down
you need,
here.
Mike.
The Gribblies are down here. The Gribblies are down here.
Do you people go out in public with that with no shame? Do you say, hey, sorry about my ear. It's distracting.
Look at me on a camera going to 40,000 people today. I don't care.
But you're covering
that's
it
fine.
With
you're
headphones.
Covering it. Like,
yeah.
You're covering
that's, you've got the headphones
you can't
on.
Tell.
What,
you can't yeah. tell.
Do you have a stocking
You know
cap?
That I'm run down here, that I'm listening to classical music in my bed when I wake up in the morning. Alexa, play Beethoven's Eighth Symphony, please. Thank you.
The Eighth, really? I thought you'd be more of a ninth guy.
I think that's
but what about...
Which one is that?
That's the ninth, also known as Joyful
What is the one that they play in Mr. Holland's Opus when he's sad about his son being deaf?
That I
is
do
that
not
the,
know.
Is that the sixth?
I don't know. I'll check.
Can you find it?
I can.
Can you find it? It's yeah. it's the one that goes, dun, 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 dun. That's my favorite Beethoven symphony, but I never remember what number it is. And I always think I get it wrong. And it's the one that Mr. Holland plays when he's describing to his class how Beethoven wrote symphonies even not being able to hear and that he would saw off the legs on the piano so he would feel the vibrations of the music through the floor. That's how much of a genius Ludwig von
looks
was.
Looks like it's number seven in A.
Number 7 and 8, do you have it?
I will bring it up in a second. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It could just be allergies, Mike. All this WebMD saying that these are all things that
are treatable. Yeah, there's nothing dire, and no. I took the deep dive into the internet. Cold and there's crumbers. Nothing dire about it, which is, you know, why I'm not really all that
salt water solution,
it.
Mike. Go to the ocean.
Ocean! Go down.
Dive
the
into the ocean, down the ocean, take a dive, have some Thrasher's French fries, have some English's fried chicken, and dive in the ocean.
That's what you do.
Then I'll fit. Do you have the sixth?
It's the seventh.
What is it? What is the symphony again?
It's the seventh.
Play.
It's the seventh in
yeah.
A?
Yeah, and it will play after this ad.
It starts out really, really low. It starts out really dun 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 dun. I want to share a little culture with our listening audience and play a little clip from.
Ooh.
That's not it. That's not it.
Maybe it's another movement of it because it's 42 minutes long.
No, what is not? See, try the seventh.
The seventh.
This is Beethoven's Symphony Number
7. Try the sixth then, or the eighth, for Christ's sake, because it's not the seventh.
And pay for YouTube Red, so we don't have to hear your commercials.
Okay. Thank you, Oscar.
Right, Mike?
Let me do it this way. What? Pay for what? What?
YouTube Red. They're not a sponsor, so don't pimp them like I pimp everything else.
Will it be easier for me to bring stuff up if I get YouTube?
Yeah, then you won't have commercials. But you'll pay $10 a month.
It's always you throwing money at stuff. You know what I mean? It's just like, why can't I just have YouTube, for Christ's sake? Why can't I just get what I pay for?
Well, you don't pay for YouTube.
Free. You're ready to.
It's free.
Not at all. Wait, are you bringing up?
This is the sixth.
Are they going to? All right, let me hear. That's what I listened to the sixth this morning when I woke up.
Okay.
That's not the one. All right. That's not the one.
Hey, you know who's conducting this? It's Bernstein. He's very good.
I don't want to upgrade to Mac OS High Sierra. I'm doing a show, you f***ing computer.
Oh.
High Sierra. Jeez, does that sound like some sort of religious cult?
It sounds like they're blazing, Mike.
And it's not like saying later or... You know, no, I guess I go for detail. I don't want detail. Oh, I've ruined it now. I opened up details.
Oh, no,
stop.
Have you thought of tea tree oil for your ear?
You know what, Oscar? I have a very, very good copay with a very reputable physician who is going to walk me through the process of whatever I have to do with the ear. I was hoping that the nurse would call me back and say, no need to come in, just do that, because I told her that it was better than it was yesterday, but I didn't get that. He wants to see you, and when he wants to see you, that always makes me
Mike,
just a little
I'm
bit.
Getting an endoscopy next week.
Yeah, on Tuesday, ooh, right?
I think it's Monday.
Monday.
After the show, and I got a call, and they said, would you like to pay the $2,300 early as we onboard you? I said, why would I do that? That means you have my money for 7 days and I get nothing for it.
What a wonderful treat that you could
pay
in advance.
By the way, the symphony is Beethoven Symphony Number 7 in A.
Okay, I have Beethoven Symphony Number 7 in A major.
Oh, okay, hold on.
And here this is Werner.
Yeah, I'm hearing applause. I'm going
to beat
you.
You're about to start.
No, that's not it.
Well, this is
Symphony. Turn yours off. This is it. This is my favorite Beethoven symphony right now. Very dark. Can you hear it?
I can.
It's very heavy. Pony walking into the anime convention with a black overcoat on. Before he opens the doors, he is in a bit of a malaise. When he opens the doors, he will be filled with great joy. But until then, he plods the streets.
Oh, I know this song.
It's not a song. It is a symphony, Rob.
I picture you
mallethead.
Going in the kitchen after some Captain Crunch.
Looking up to the second shelf, Mike sees the Captain Crunch donuts with sprinkles cereal. He realizes that his wife is blissfully asleep. He looks in the refrigerator. He sees there is a half gallon of low-fat milk. He reaches for the Captain Crunch donuts with sprinkles cereal. He fills the bowl, the extra large cartoon-like Pee Wee Herman bowl, to the brim. He then goes to the milk, pours the milk halfway up the side of the bowl so you can just almost see the white fluid through the donuts, but not quite. That is giving the cereal the optimum moisture with the maximum crunch. He takes the bowl over to his well-worn part of the sofa in the living room of his 1,800-square-foot Florida carriage home. He sits down and turns on MSNBC. Munches away as he is entertained by stories of Judge Roy Moore fondling 16-year-old waitresses in Alabama. When he finishes the bowl, he is overcome by a sense of dread. A dread that the fun is over. Much like in his real life, Mr. O'Meara does not care for the party to end. So he retreats into his soul, stands up, and goes back to the pantry to get more of the donut cereal. Another full bowl. He has become bored with MSNBC. He turns to the movie channels on his DirecTV, his overpriced, horrible DirecTV, and sees one of his old standbys, Mr. Holland's Opus, and finishes his bowl of cereal. Now bring in the Earl.
Yes. Yes, that's right. He has ingested 10,000 calories. 10,000 calories in one sitting. Well, two. But oh, that Captain Crunch cereal, so very marvelous. Is the mix adequate or is it terrible?
Good.
Thank you. That's right, two full large bowls of Captain Crunch donuts with sprinkles cereal with Greenwise organic 1% milk.
Greenwise!
Hallelujah!
That's a much better movie than the one you started with Pony sitting at the maid cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Pony was at the doors of the anime cafe, and it was going to get joyful because the doors would open, mm-hmm. and it'll be all these cosplay women and figurines of, you know, and by the way, you know, I'm not going there yet.
Oh, maybe.
I'm not going there yet.
Yeah.
Wait
for it.
Well, you know, when we're sitting here throwing darts at old Judge Roy Moore, you know, maybe we ought to track your activities over the last 15 years. Let's start the show, and then we'll do the mailbag on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomearashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Because we're adding a little something to this month's sales contest. As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado.
Mean.
Anybody want to see second prize?
Yes.
Second prize is a set of steak knives.
Oh.
Third prize is you fired. You get the picture?
What?
You laughing now? You got leads. Mitch and Murray paid good money. Get their names to sell them. Right. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak.
That's right, Jack.
F***ing leads are weak. You're
weak.
I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
You. That's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight.
Yeah,
I drove an $80,000 BMW. BMW. That's my name. A, B, C.
Always
a,
be closing.
Always B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. Get out there. You got the prospects coming in. You think they came in to get out of the rain?
It's
a guy raining. Don't walk on the lot lest he wants to buy.
Raining,
Alex. Sitting out there waiting to give you their money. Are you going to take it? Are you man enough to take it?
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. Mike O'Meara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Welcome to Raffles 2 in the Gaithersburg Marriott Hotel. Yeah, everybody, live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Meara Show, the Mike O'Meara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show. Boy, it's great to have a cold. That's why all those guys out there in L.A., in a world where loyal listeners get it, and you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We will do Wide Open Wednesday tomorrow, but for today, it's Mailbag Day. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are brought to you by Harry's. I got a great new gift set from Harry's. I think they sent it to me from Harry's. I'm not sure. Or somebody that loves me. It's beautiful. I should have brought it in today. I'll show it to you next time we talk about Harry's. Harry's is so confident that you're going to love their blades, that they're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/TMOS. Just pay for shipping. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's, and it is why when I stand in my shower in front of my shower mirror and I'm running that blade, that new one that I just switched out yesterday, across my face.
Shave your face!
I am amazed at how quality the shave is at a fraction of the price of the expensive ones, which tear your face up.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Harry's is all about a great shave. Here's a true story. Jeff and Andy, they started the Harry's company because they wanted to fix shaving. Harry's offers their blades at half the price of leading five-blade razors by selling directly to you over the internet. It's that easy. Plus, the shave will be the best you ever had. I guarantee it. It's fantastic. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. A $13 value for free when you sign up. Just pay for shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a five-precision blade engineered blade cartridge thing, a lubricating strip and trimmer blade thing, a rich lathering shave gel. That's not a thing. That's the best you'll
it's
ever
the
use.
Best.
And a travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. One of my favorite all-time advertisers on the Mike O'Mara Show is Harry's. It was one of the early advertisers we had, and they are a terrific product, and you will love it. And that's a great gift for the holidays.
You know, don't tell anyone, but you know who's getting one this Christmas is son Robert.
Ooh.
Is he shaving?
Not yet, but he's getting that telltale fuzz.
Really?
Yeah, and it makes me feel like a really old man because I'm going to have to give my son a razor.
Yeah, help him out and give it to him early.
How about you shut your face?
I'm saying.
Okay, how about we open the mailbag?
Hey, that's a good idea.
Hey, Duckface, do we have any gifts?
We do. Hey,
all about you, swollen
it's
ear.
All about you.
You are.
It's all about you.
You
are. All the time, all these things that I do. It's all about
you.
You are. It's all about you.
All the time.
Mike, today's gift.
What are the gifts we have?
Comes with a funny card. Ooh. You see, it actually has a baby chicken between 2 gallons of milk.
Ah.
And you open it up and it says, thought you might like to see a chick with a huge pair of jugs.
Oh, nice. I like our listeners.
Now that's right up your alley right there, you perm.
Puns are great. That's from Dan Johnson. He says, dear guys, I must report that Mother Nature effed up my trip to New Orleans. She cruised into New England and shut us down hard Sunday night into Monday. I own 2 hardware stores in Scarborough and lost power Monday. And then due to the power loss, the sprinkler system blew water out all over my stores.
Oh,
had to clean up. Could not make the trip.
Can you read the beginning of that letter?
Yes, I must report that Mother Nature effed up my trip to New Orleans.
Then the next part?
She cruised into New England and shut us down hard Sunday night into Monday.
Yeah, we had the show. Most people got into town on Thursday. The show was, we had the meet and greet on Friday, and the show was Saturday.
He says,
so how does a Sunday storm affect whether or not he would come?
The following week, we were being told Saturday we might get the power back, but they did not. So
they didn't get
so
the power
it was the following
back.
Weekend.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
I was confused. All right, now
let's
I get it. Sorry for your problems.
Sorry about that, man.
He has been following the new cooler, our new refrigerator, with great interest. He has enclosed a gift card to help fill the cooler with liquid refreshments, even though I realize Rob may benefit more than some. I would love to buy some Poland Spring water if it's not too forward to ask to have a picture of the gang around the items I helped to buy.
That's sweet.
He sent a $100 Visa gift card.
Who is it?
His name is Dan Johnson of Scarborough, Maine.
Scarborough, that's great.
Scarborough.
That's great.
Dan
that's right. Those
storms,
those nor'easters can come right in there. So you're going to get more fluid for your refrigerator.
Re-up, and I think I've been stocking what's been moving. I'm going to buy Gatorade, and I'm going to buy Red Bull, and that's it. Because that's what people drink. So there you
Gatorade and Red Bull.
Yeah.
Dan Johnson says he will
continue.
That's all
you need to know about our crew.
He will continue to promote the show. He's a bonus show subscriber. And he says, would it be too much to ask to be on the On Deck Circle? You know, if Dirk croaks, I want to be there for Carla.
I had dinner with Dirk last week.
Whoa!
I had dinner with Dirk.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. The On Deck Circle is open. Anyway, we have a new... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of
Did
course.
Did he follow you to Florida?
He came down to visit his brother, and then he drove down and he visited with us. He visited
that's
us.
That's nice.
Us.
Make it a month
we had a little visit.
Where does his brother live? In Fort Myers?
Orlando. I believe Orlando,
He
yes.
drove 3 hours to see you again?
Is he a Vagineer at Disney?
What's that?
Is he a Vagineer at Disney?
No, I think his brother has a very interesting job that I will not
violate
the trust by sharing that job. But I have more in the mailbag. Is that the last gift?
That's the last gift, yes.
We have a new youngest listener, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to our world. Cameron James Dickerson, born at 8:26 p.m. on November 7th. 9 pounds, 1 ounce. That's a large baby. He is literally already a big TMOS fan. Baby and parents Sean and Rachel are all doing well. That's a nice, healthy, strapping baby right there. Happy 50th birthday to John Dunn.
John Dunn.
Of Smyrna, Delaware. A half century old this Saturday. Good luck with that. Don't know why Rob wrote that. Good luck with that.
He wanted to do well, I guess.
Doug Terwilliger. What a cool last name.
Isn't it?
I wonder if they're the Frederick Maryland Terwilligers? They are.
Oh,
I was going to do a pronouncer for you, but the name itself is a pronouncer. It's just
Doug Terwilliger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Almost like you could do an Adam Sandler wing. His name is Terwilliger. might get in trouble. Frederick Maryland, he's listened since the WAVA days. He's a bonus show subscriber. He is about to turn 50. Another 50. Love it when I get the back-to-back 50-year-olds. And he would love to take a short ride on the Metro to hear his favorite announcer. You know what? Terwilliger is a good name, and I think we ought to spin and see what happens. Let's
take
see
a spin on
if
the
he's
wheel.
Able to do that.
All
yeah,
right,
absolutely. Take a spin on the wheel. That means yes.
Oh, good.
Collins, Greenline, Twilliger, China Farragut, West. So, this is Greenline, doors will open on the blah, 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 blah. Metro, how's your day going? This is Redline, going to Metro, left, doors open.
Hi.
Foggy bottom. Foggy bottom. This is the orange line. Doors open on the under the train. This green line. Green line going to bad places. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Next letter says, good morning, gentlemen. Today is my birthday. I'm a grand total of 55 years old. 50.
Double
50. Nipples. 55. I would say 55 years young, but that would be a lie. Thank you for moving the mailbag so it would fall exactly on my birthday this year. That was very thoughtful.
Yes.
And thank you for always bringing the funny. My best always, Robert Wood.
Don't you think you should go by Bob?
Bob Wood.
Bob Wood.
Bob Wood, which is not to be confused with Bob White, which is just another impression. Now here's Willie Nelson to sing for you, Bob White. Yes. That's the Metro conductor. I just listened to last week's show, and I wanted to say, as a black man, thanks a lot, Mike, for standing up to ignorance. You truly give me hope that things will be okay. I read the comments in certain websites, Breitbart, and feel so discouraged, but you restored my faith in humanity. Wow, that's great. You guys rock. Thanks for making me laugh on a daily basis. And that comes to us from Paul Glenn. Well, it was spontaneous, yes. And I would do it again. And by the way, in full disclosure and fairness, I have shared it with multiple friends of mine down here, and the response has been 100% positive.
Good.
I am very happy with that because people say, there's no place for that in a place like this, and I agree. Moving right along, fellas, today my amazing wife, Heather Weimer, will turn the big 3-6. We will be celebrating with a trip to Costa Rica.
Aye, aye, aye.
A prize that Heather won as a contestant on Wheel of Fortune. Ooh, that's cool.
That's so cool.
To thank her for being so awesome and help us with the language barrier, I was wondering if Oscar could thank her in Spanish for keeping it tight. All my love forever, Dave Weimer, her husband. Do you have a keeping it tight Spanish message for Heather Weimer, Oscar Santana?
Heather, escúchame. Cuando tienes 40 años, debes tener el cuerpo que tienes ahora. Así, ahí. Así, ahí. Así, ahí. Look out for the temblores.
Oh, wow. What a temblores.
I said.
It is so cute when he speaks Spanish.
I said, when you're 40, make sure you keep the body you have now. And then I said, basically I was telling her to touch her toes in one way or another. And then I said, watch out for the earthquakes. They just had an earthquake there yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm. In Costa Rica.
In Costa Rica.
It's very scary.
Yeah.
It's very, very scary.
Thank you, Oscar, for being so international.
It's probably very hot.
I feel unsatisfied with that. Perhaps we get George Lopez to say.
Oh, good.
Exercise daily. Give me a break. moving
George.
Right along. Good day, gentle persons. I'm a longtime connoisseur of all things Mike. Based on his hallowed history of eating and imbibing in our nation's capital, I'm writing to inquire about suggestions for establishments serving said items. You see, my father, a Vietnam veteran, is being interred at Arlington National Cemetery this Friday, November 17th. That's sad. I'm very thank you for his service. Friends and family are coming together from all over to honor him. He passed along to all of his children his love of good food and drink and having a great time in general. So one of the ways we honor his memory when we get together is by celebrating in excess. We are staying in Falls Church, so I would appreciate the recommendations of Rob and Oscar as well. And if the opportunity presents itself, and with no preconceived notion or creepy vibe, I'd like to invite you fine fellows to join us for a drink. Cheers, Danny from Scottsdale, Arizona. Well, Rob Spiewak and I can tell you that if you are staying in Falls Church,
clearly
there is only one choice that you have, and it is the greatest Chinese food in the United States. If you like Chinese food, you must go to the Peking Gourmet Inn. And as far as drinky poos, Falls Church, Arlington, that area. Oscar, got any recos for the family if they're going to go out and roar a little bit?
I think that if they can, it's a $20 Uber ride from Falls Church into the district?
Yeah, not far.
Like, really, really come into the city. Either go to Georgetown or go to, I would say, if you want to see some historic restaurants, even... I went there for the very first time, I would say, like a year ago, the Old Ebbets Grill.
Oh, it's great.
It's beautiful. Good drinkery. Absolutely beautiful. Nice bar there. You don't have to have dinner if you don't want
to. And if you want to stay in Falls Church, right there on Route 7, or I believe it's called Broad Street, when you're actually in Falls Church, there's Applebee's.
You jerk.
Danny from Scottsdale, Arizona. Hope that floats your boat. Thank you very much. Hi, folks. My son Bryce's birthday was last weekend. He turned 10. Hi, Bryce.
Hi, Bryce.
Unfortunately, 5 days before his birthday, he broke his left forearm. He has been a super kid through everything, even though I know that it has sucked for him. He loves the I Don't Care song. That's the brave attitude he has adopted. Bryce is a very active kid, and not being able to do the activities he loves kills me. I know that you guys wishing him a happy birthday will make him smile. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Christopher B. Williams. So Bryce Williams with a broken forearm. It's got to truly, truly suck. But if anybody says, that must be really tough, you just look him in the eye and say, I don't care. I don't care. My name is Bryce Williams, and I don't care. My forearm is broken. I will be doing smoking. I'm Bryce Williams, and I don't care.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Hey, Bryce. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Zing, zing, zing. Zoom, 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 zing, zing, zoom.
That's awesome.
Anyway, Bryce, enjoy yourself. Hey, boys. This year, I asked my husband, Greg, what he wanted for his birthday, and he had two very specific requests. A subscription to the bonus show, ding, ding, ding.
Nice.
Ding, ding, ding.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
A subscription to the bonus show and a birthday shout out on the Mike O'Mara Show. I bought his subscription last week, so that is taken care of. Greg is an avid listener of your show on KCJJ. Wonderful. Hi to Steve Bridges and his wife Jan and the suitors and everybody up there, all the good people. We love KCJJ. He advertises on that station. Meeting you all when you visited Iowa made him the world's happiest man, so I know that a hello from you would make his day. Please wish him a happy 38th birthday. Thanks. Sincerely, Zumara Levson from Riverside, Iowa.
Yay. Happy birthday.
Well, Greg, have a wonderful, wonderful birthday and continue to patronize KCJJ, the greatest radio station in the great state of Iowa.
You're here.
And I know a lot of Iowans down here, you know. By the way, I've mentioned to many of my Iowa friends down here that that I'm on a radio station up there in Iowa, and they say, yeah, okay. Anyway, that's what they say.
When did you get back?
When did you get back? Are you back there? Yeah. How about that win over Ohio State? You're on the radio?
Okay. Okay.
Where's your $20? Put your $20 in. You see this funny little joke that I got? Look, let me show you my Michelle Obama joke on my phone. Anyway, dear podcast gods, sorry. Knowing your personal experience with Iowa football game days and your interaction with the Iowa band program, I wanted to bring your attention to a significant occasion happening this weekend in Iowa City. Professor Kevin Kastens, good guy, longtime fan of the show, he will be directing the award-winning University of Iowa Hawkeye Marching Band for the last time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not that old a guy.
You're going to be shocked when you read this letter.
He's conducting them for the last time in Kinnick. I didn't know that. We got to get him on the show.
I will.
Professor Kastens has announced that he will be retiring at the end of this academic year, but I am here to tell you that his distinguished and comprehensive teaching career has spanned 40 years.
Can you believe that? He looked like a kid.
And 20 of those as associate director of bands at the University of Iowa. Kevin, what is it about band guys? I love these guys.
Yeah, they're
so
good
cool.
People. Good people.
Michael Colburn, guys like Kevin Kastens. His influence in collegiate marching band and concert bands is far-reaching. He has literally led and influenced generations of musicians, inspired innovations and traditions, and he is truly a kind and generous spirit. We know that. He was so good to us. I recently completed a doctoral degree in music, and I have the pleasure of working with many faculty members at the University of Iowa School of Music, including Professor Kastens. Those experiences and the standards set by those people are what I uphold as my personal standards for musicianship, professionalism, and human kindness. Truly a world-class organization. Cheers and many happy returns to Professor Kevin Kastens on his retirement, and go Hawks. That comes to us from Dr. Scott Corley, Assistant Director of Bands, University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, competing school. Mm-hmm. And that's
how great is that?
There is a classiness that exists in this line of work that mm-hmm. is unrivaled in the United States.
Else.
It's so much fun to read how these guys interact, and they share techniques, and they actually share the way they teach their students, and they're all good guys. Kevin Kastens,
and he let you lead the band.
He let me stand up on that little stepladder. I thought I was
so
going to
cool.
fall down and go boom. And
so
it was
cool.
Beautiful. That's terrific. And our final letter comes to us from Elizabeth Lee. Since little Michael is a pirate fan, has Mike considered taking him to the Gasparilla Parade in Tampa? It's a huge Mardi Gras style parade, complete with beads. The children's version. Complete with beads.
Beads!
The
beads! They're ripping my face off!
The children's version, same parade with slightly less drinking, will be held January 20th. We have a fabulous time every year with our two little pirates. On a side note, this parade passes through the ultra-ritzy neighborhood of Hyde Park, where residents complain about the drunks urinating in their hedges. A few years back, the mayor was especially vocal about the topic, but ended up being arrested during the parade for public urination.
Oh,
sad trombone. Oh, there it is. That's awesome. Well, that's we'll try to make it up there January 20th. We'll see you there, and I guess we can take a break now because that's the end of the mailbag. We
yay!
Got it all out of the way. Little Joe Cocker for you on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Have you had trouble breathing after laughing from Mike's impressions? Do you have questions about Oscar's legal status? Have you been injured as a result of tripping over Rob's little sounds? Call into the law offices of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. You can call the show at 9 a.m. every Wednesday at 888-920-6673. The offices of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. Legal advice that we're not legally certified to give.
Hey, man. Look around during the holidays. Are you thinking maybe I should have taken better care of myself this year? Not me, but I'm sure you. A desire for fuller hair, better skin, maybe even to last longer in the bedroom. Luckily, the solution is here. Hims. And I'm not talking about the kind you sing in church.
No.
Hims is H-I-M-S, the wellness brand for the modern man. It's all you need to treat hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, and more, all from the comfort of your own home. Hims is trusted. It offers FDA-approved medical-grade products, personalized recommendations, plus convenient, confidential online consultations with a licensed doctor. Hims is easy, no waiting room, no uncomfortable time with the nurse, no pharmacy lines, and all products are shipped directly to your door. Plus, Hims is affordable. You get big savings on prescriptions and generics at fractions of the price. At fraction of the price. At a fraction of the price, Mr. Spiewak.
Yes.
Look better, feel better, do better with Hims. Get a trial month of everything you need to keep your hair up to a $67 value for just $5 today while supplies last. Our listeners can get started today for just $5. See website for full details. Do your future self a favor and try Hims today. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS, 4hims.com/TMOS.
Boom, bam.
There's a great little playlet going on in the studio here, Mike, during that commercial.
What's going on?
Oscar sent Pony to get him a Coke, and he got him one of the Mexican Cokes that has a standard bottle cap on it, and I got to watch Oscar try to twist off the lid, realize it's not a twist-off lid, hand it to Pony. Pony tried to twist off the lid, realize it's not a twist-off lid, and neither one of them know that there is a bottle opener on top of the refrigerator that I brought in as soon as we got the Mexican Cokes. So the next time you want to open one, grab the bottle opener that's on top of the refrigerator.
Why'd you hide it up there?
Yeah. I put it there so it would be convenient.
That looks delicious, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I could drink one of those right now, a regular Coca-Cola.
Full sugar.
Let me taste it real quick.
Sure.
All right, here we go. Let's listen.
Actually, Pony, will you get me one and the bottle opener? The bottle opener's on the top. Because we really need to hear it crack open.
Can I hear you open the bottle,
please?
Yes,
that's what we need to hear.
He was like a...
Move!
I like how you... We're like, I don't want to struggle to open up this Coke next time. I'm going to bring in a bottle opener. I really appreciate
Here's
that.
Here's the sound of
How
a bottle opener.
How is that a negative? Seriously, let's stop and hit the 15 seconds
this
back.
This is the unhealthiest soda in that fridge.
It is.
But you were the one that just got one.
I asked him for a regular Coke, and he brought me this. This is not a regular Coke.
That is a regular Coke.
It's a regular Coke.
So did you buy a regular Coke? Did you want a Diet Coke?
I just wanted a can of Coke. I didn't need all of this going on.
That's probably better for you than a regular Coke.
It is
because it doesn't have the high fructose corn syrup in it.
This is my Beck's bottle opener. I have a bevy of them all around every door in my house.
Can you hold that? Let me see. There it is. Oh, look at that.
It has Beck's written in wood burning.
You know what? I have a couple of from my bar ownership
What's
days.
That?
I have those great ones that you see the bartenders keep in their waist pocket. You know, those super, super fast ones
too?
Like you see at Jimmy's. You know, the stainless steel ones that are just have the round and the.
Perfect.
Yeah, they're good.
Clank on, clank out.
Here we go.
Let's listen to the opening of the bottle. Oh. Happy holidays.
Yay.
Happy holidays.
You know, Thanksgiving is 8 days away.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. We're going out because we do the Feed the 5,000. So we're going, we're doing charity work in the morning and then we ain't cooking. We're going to a dinner at the Cocoonville Kitchen.
We also do Feed the 5,000, but that's just my family. Am I right, ladies?
I miss it. I love the holiday and I love it being in the home. And I had some great Thanksgivings in Manassas when I had that old house. It was perfect for that. And my favorite Thanksgiving was way, way back when where it was me and my friend Peter and my mother-in-law, and we had a wonderful, wonderful meal, and then we repaired to the Den to drink absinthe and watch Mommy Dearest.
Wow.
Probably
I remember
one
you
of the
talking
greatest
about
Thanksgivings
it. Yeah.
I have ever had. And then the women didn't get it. So you had all these guys that were sitting, by the way, I almost coughed up the lung there. And you had all the guys sitting there and watching the Mommy Dearest show. And there was one particular guy who liked hanging out with the ladies and liked cooking with the ladies. And do you remember the line, Rob?
No.
Do you remember the line?
No, I think I know the guy, though.
This is a real rough guy that said it, but it was a funny line.
All right.
And we're sitting there, and I spit out my food. I was having like a, he'd brought the pie, this guy.
Yes.
And so I'm taking a bite. This is probably really sexist now. And, you know, in this day and age, you got to be careful what
flashback
you say.
Much.
And I'm taking a bite of the pie. I said, man, that is really good. And the guy sitting on the end of the couch goes, yeah, the bitch can cook. And I went, like that with like absinthee and all that. It was very funny.
Do you have any other? I mean, that is, you've watched, I know you've watched Mommy Dearest on Thanksgiving since then. Do you have any other?
I don't know. It's not a tradition, though. If
it hasn't become
around,
a tradition.
I watch a real traditional thing where we'll watch The Sound of Music and we'll all watch it together. When we're all together, we watch The Sound of Music.
We'll probably have about 45 or 50 at my Uncle George's house for Thanksgiving dinner.
George he keeps on doing it?
George loves doing it. Yeah.
Man.
It's so cool. But we do a football pool. We do the box pool for the Dallas
game.
It's
so much fun.
And that makes it a lot of fun.
So you really look forward to it, I would imagine.
Oh God, it's the greatest. In many ways, I think Thanksgiving is more fun than Christmas. Because there's less drama and less stuff surrounding it.
Oh, the X factor. I mean, you can mess up the food, but even if you mess up the food, if there's enough people there, they'll get
over it. There's a million side dishes. Yeah, you can do fine.
Well, you know, I have to tell you that delivering meals to certain neighborhoods, you know, not only do you have the satisfaction of doing good for others, as I've had now, this will be my third or fourth Thanksgiving that I've done it, but it also adds that tiny little element of danger that, yes. You know, where you're not, you know, there was the one home that I got coming back where they said, we've got a delivery downtown that the person that was signed up for it decided they couldn't do it. Well, they don't decide they couldn't do it. They see the neighborhood and they don't want to go
into
it.
And they fake a cough, right?
Yeah. And I went in, and that was the one where I knocked on the door, and all of a sudden I said, I hear, who is it? And the person with the neck tattoo opened the door this much. And I thought for just a second, you know, they're going to see me. You know, hi, what school do you go to? And I'd be in big trouble.
Do you like green beans?
Feed the 5,000, sir.
And I also never will know if that meal was delivered to the right person because there was no true acknowledgement of whether or not that was the scene was so tense that there was no true acknowledgement of whether or not that was the right house. But I wasn't sticking around to find out.
Right.
The fact is that you realize when you do something like this how much need there really is. And I know people say, well, it's one day a year. Yeah, it's one day a year, but it's still in America.
It's
a special
day. Doesn't meth curb hunger? Like, you're not really that hungry, right?
I've experienced a lot of cigarette smoking. Lot of cigarette smoking. But the fact is, there are two things that I've learned in my experiences with Feed the 5,000. People are beautiful. And that's the truth. And people are beautiful, whether they're absolutely have nothing or they have everything. People can be just wonderful. And the other thing that I've learned with this particular Feed the 5,000 is that you get so much more out of doing that than you would if you sat down to a
What about the third thing, Mike? The in-car built-in GPS is the worst.
No, the last thing would be that I learned that there is so much more need in areas you would never dream of. You would never that poverty in America, you think of you have to go to Appalachia, you have to go to the inner city, you have to go to the places like that. Poverty in the United States is in every single county, in every single single city, in every single town. You just don't see it. It's really, really hidden. And when you do something like this, you see that you'll be driving down a street. And you're
opens
like,
it up.
That's interesting. And you realize that there's need for that. And I sometimes do think about that Feed the 5,000, and I say to myself, you know, it's one day a year. You know, are we doing this just because we feel like do-gooders? And then, you know, what about the rest of the year? And I think everybody could do more. But it is something that... that it is the, as far as the Southwest Florida area, it is, I think, the biggest outreach program for food of the year. And
cool.
Do
well, the most
it's
valuable
so
thing,
cool
it
that
seems,
my church is at the center of it. I'm
it
really
seems one of
that.
The most valuable parts of it is it raises awareness. Because, yeah. I mean, it's more about, it's more than giving them one meal a year. It's raising awareness that there are that many people out there that need it on an ongoing basis.
Have you ever...
Well,
I'm sorry. Have you ever thought of going to Boston for a Thanksgiving to have a larger Thanksgiving now that you're down there?
No, because I stopped traveling on Thanksgiving years ago because it's just such a cluster.
Will Kathy send you a picture of her meal?
She'll send me a picture of the turkey.
I think that would be nice.
I don't know where she goes. She goes out of town too because my niece has a house in In the burbs around Boston, and they've got. I've never been to the house, and I'd love to see it sometime. But I'd love to, you know, hold
not
it
invited.
Out as an option, but yeah. never formally. But that's okay. You know?
Well, the only reason I ask is because I think for the first time, everybody, my sister, her family, my brother, his family, they're all coming to Olney.
Oh wow!
Yeah, which is cool because usually they reserve that for Christmas or we go to Florida, right?
Right.
And it, my mom. Yes, I'm at my parents' yesterday because I live with my parents, essentially. Because my dad got, he clicked on a banner that put a virus on the computer. And I told him never to click on those things, Dad. They're not going to give you a free Xbox.
No El Clico.
Dad's still around? Dad's still
in
town?
He's still here. He's very happy. Not at all.
So he's been in town since your wedding. That's a new world record.
It's a new record.
Yeah.
Mike, he doesn't want to leave because he doesn't know if the visa's going to be good when he comes back. So Trump's got him by the short hairs, but I'm okay with it, right? So
because you see your dad. That's
yeah, I get to
thing.
Hang out
you
with my
You can
pops.
Really paint a picture.
Yeah.
Trump has him by the short hairs.
The short hairs.
Ew.
Picture a 70-something-year-old man just like, ayee.
He can't leave, so he's stuck.
So it's going to be Olney for you?
It's going to be Olney, but my brother calls while I'm there, and every time my brother calls, I feel like I get bonus points because I'm at my parents and he's not. And I'm like,
it's like getting credit.
I'm like, hello? He's like,
Oscar,
oh.
You know, I have an Irish family. You have an Hispanic family. Yes. I have to tell you, our family, the guilt, the Catholic guilt thing is so alive and well in you. I mean, you'd be like me. Yeah, I'm here at mom and dad's helping them out. Yep, got some pride. I can hear your side of the conversation. I was up on the roof changing a chimney out.
I was
out,
literally in the attic pulling down the Christmas
it's
ornament.
It's so great because your rich Catholic heritage, his rich Hispanic heritage, and mine based in Judaism, we are all built on guilt. Oh. It's what drives everything.
All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to Oscar about Santos the dog.
Sweet
boy. I also want to talk about when good movies hide. There's a movie I want to see. I'm so pissed off. I've been trying to see it for a week now. They released it last Wednesday, and I can't find it anywhere, and I'm pissed off about it, and I don't understand how it works. So maybe you can explain it to me when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. If you're a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show and you have any technical support questions whatsoever, it might be the app, it might be any question you have, you can contact our man, Ponyboy, Matt Bloom. And Ponyboy, what is the best way to contact you?
All you have to do is email me at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
There's no need to get pissed off. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, I think we got a recording session in our future, don't
I
we?
Do
we
got
to do some new stuff.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The exciting world of anime is coming to Washington, D.C. It's Anime USA 2017 Christmas in Japan. And the event is happening at the Washington Marriott Wardman Park Hotel, December 8th through the 10th. If you love anime like our man Pony, this convention is the place to be. You've heard us talk about anime on the Mike O'Mara Show. This might be your opportunity to really check it out. Just if you're curious, dozens of tables and exhibits for you to see. Check out the details at animeusa.org. Enjoy a bite at the Maid Cafe.
What's that?
That's an authentic Japanese experience where you're served your meal by women dressed as maids.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Really? The Maid Cafe? Pony, what can you tell me about the Maid Cafe?
It's a big deal over there. It's all part of the whole like cosplay thing.
Really?
They get into that, and they like cat cafes and...
Oh, yeah, I'm in a cat cafe.
Yeah, but you have cats running around.
Hey, everybody can relate to this next thing. You can see Japanese arcade games that aren't yet available in the USA. Meet sword forger Matt Stagmer, a professional bladesmith and host of the YouTube series Man at Arms. So he makes swords?
Yeah, he's a swordsmith.
Well, I mean, but he's a real one, like with metal blades?
Yeah,
like Excalibur.
Because swordsmith is what I had a couple of friends. No, all right.
No,
anyway,
no, no.
Plus, you can hang with... You can hang with our own Matt Ponyboy Bloom.
Yeah.
He'll be there, too. What, are you going down there to get noticed? Are you going to put a sign up? Are you going to have a table?
I'm not going to have a table. Send me an email
Why
if you want to go.
Why don't you get a table?
Yeah, okay.
Why don't you contact the people? Get a table.
I'll
set
get a
up
table.
Your figurines
offer,
and hand out business cards.
They offered that, and I said, this is not the man that needs to be behind a table. He needs to mill around and look around.
I'm not sure we'd see him behind a table.
Yeah.
For tickets and more
he
info,
he craves action.
AnimeUSA.org. Right. Use the code TMOS17A. Still don't get that one. TMOS17A. Get 20% off regular admission. That's a good discount.
It is.
TMOS17A.
That's for TMOS 2017 anime.
Thank you. Kick off your holidays with Anime USA 2017. Christmas in Japan. Get your tickets today, animeusa.org. And remember the code TMOS17A for 20% off regular. What is it? What does that stand for again?
It stands for The Mike O'Mara Show 2017 Anime. But they make it easy. TMOS 17A.
Order.
Yeah.
Quicker. There's a TMOS anime club.
There is.
Yeah. And is it super secret?
Join it if you're into it.
The Elite anymore. Anime Society? Is that what it is?
Something like that. I saw it yesterday. I said, all right.
Because I had a guy stagger up to me at the meet and greet in New Orleans. He says, you don't know about the secret anime club.
Oh.
And I said, really? Yeah, wow. That's true. I don't.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So check it out. And Pony's going to go Saturday and Sunday, he said. So he'll see you there. Hey, I did want to ask about this movie. I want to dedicate a decent amount of time to your dog Santos.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how the dog is.
Santos.
Is there any day where you could actually bring the hound in so we could get a look
absolutely.
At the
doggy? Yeah.
Can you maybe bring Santos? Could you bring Santos in? Well, are we doing two tomorrow?
Two tomorrow.
Are we? Or I thought we would do the bonus on Thursday.
Oh, I'm down with whatever you guys want. I can bring them in.
We usually
anytime.
Do this behind the scenes. But yeah. Anyway,
all of them
let's
now.
Let's do. Let's do a dedicated segment with Sant. What did he say?
The pony said, "Let's do all of them now
today."
Today.
What's wrong with you today?
I don't know what is wrong.
TMOS 17A.
Mike, yesterday I literally walked, and Pony's like a 10 in my eyes. He can do no wrong, though he's done wrong before.
He's a dear friend of yours. Rob loves him. I have had him as an acquaintance for many years.
Yes.
I asked Pony yesterday after our show. I said, "Hey, when we're done, I need you to switch out this one part for me, right?"
Right.
He goes, "All right." And I was starving by the time we were done with the program because we had a late start I ordered a sub from across the street. I'll never do that again.
Yeah, it was weird. Oscar said, "What's that place like across the street?" And I said, "Well, they don't even serve salads." Yeah, I want a sub. Is it good?
I just wanted a cheesesteak, right?
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, I could have told you the cheesesteaks at Good Guys are not necessarily that flavorful.
You don't know where the cheese comes from.
A lot of roast beef.
There you go. There you go. You can't help it.
Rob, that was a gross joke.
Oh, so mine. But yours was classic.
Even worse.
Yeah, no, his was great.
Where did you get your sub from?
I'm not going to... this place called Angelico's. You probably had it before. They have great spaghetti and great pizza. Not a great cheesesteak.
What was the main flaw with the sub?
It was on flatbread. Which
what?
I was expecting like a baguette, maybe, some sourdough.
Or like a sub roll.
A sub roll would be nice.
I was expecting a baguette.
Yeah.
Or perhaps something, a
flatbread brioche. Doesn't work with a steak and cheese.
No, it felt like a car ran over my steak and cheese, and it just didn't really work out for me.
That's the problem. But the flavor was okay. It was like, it was fresh.
The food was
the whole tray.
I'd like to order one steak and cheese, peppers, onions, and run over it with a car.
Panini.
I was like, what's happened to this thing?
Right.
So... I come back expecting like to eat half my lunch and talk to Pony while he's cleaning out his part.
Sure.
And he's gone. I'm like, oh.
He went home.
I was like, oh.
He went to his sanctuary.
I said, oh, I guess he's not coming back. I thought we were going to do that thing.
Someone has to go back to Fairfax and ring the bell.
The door shuts behind him at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and the rest of the day all you hear is.
I literally was so... I taken back.
Time to open another pack figurine.
Yeah.
that I went to the window to see. I was like, did I lose him? Like, did he leave? And then I was like, I was literally gone for 3 minutes because I ran across the street and ran back.
Yeah.
And then I just see his car leaving the parking garage. I'm like, oh, I guess he's not coming back.
He leaves more. He is the he almost rivals me as a lever from my radio days.
No.
Nobody does. I mean, it would seriously.
That's it for
the Don and Mike Show. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Okay, good show. See you later. Mike.
We'd close with a record, and because of the delay, I guarantee you there were times you got to your car before the vocals started on the record. I guarantee it. And never did you bring your sunglasses.
I remember Alan Goodman said to me after the show at WAVA one time, he said, hey, how you doing, Em? We've got a meeting at 10:30 on Friday. And I went, that's funny, Alan. And I laughed. That's it. I remember doing that. We had that much juice back then. I mean, 10:30 meeting today? I said, right. Tell me about it tomorrow. Thank you. Tell me about it Monday. That's golfing time.
I remember seeing Carla on more than one occasion. I think it's probably when you rode your motorcycle to work at WJFK, where I would see her with a car running in the garage, and I'm like, oh, like, what? Is everything okay?
Yeah, like they're pulling a bank job.
Yes. Like double park. And she's like, no, yeah. I'm swinging for Mike. I'm like, oh, all right.
And I'd be down there. Like when she'd come to pick me up, I'd say, she said, you want me? Okay, the show ends at 7 o'clock. What time do you want? I said, like 7 o'clock. No. I said, yeah. 7 o'clock, maybe a little before.
Yeah,
and then if you like, it's like, okay, how was the show? It's great. Press the accelerator. Thank you. Get out of the parking lot.
What time would you like me?
We might see somebody
lot.
If we stay down. Yeah.
Honey, any time is good, but 6:54:20 would be ideal.
6:54:20 would be fantastic. Great show, everybody. Love you all. Okay, all right, thank you all. Terrific.
So I can bring Santos in anytime
you want. Yes, I'd love to do a whole segment on Santos. Last question. Does anybody understand the whole concept of movies going wide and why they do limited release? There is a movie out now called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. It's with Frances McDormand, and it looks incredible. It's got Woody Harrelson in it. It really looks like a killer movie, and it's based on a killing. It's it looks so incredible, and I saw it on Rotten Tomatoes, and I see like 94% and 94%, and I'm like, I got to go see this. Then I watch the trailer. I get even more excited, and it was released like last Wednesday, and it's nowhere to be found. It's not in our area. If I wanted to see the movie in Florida, I would have to go to Hollywood on the East Coast or Orlando. Otherwise, I'm not going to see this movie. What is the deal with these movies that I thought they all wanted mass consumption?
In the old
why
days,
can't I see them?
In the old days, it was they would open in New York, L.A., and
sorry,
Chicago.
Sorry, Rob, we don't have any time for that. We have to go on to News You May Not Need. We'll have to discuss this in a later
limited show. Release.
Sorry. Actually, I have 10 seconds to say one thing?
Yes,
is that ahead. They will oftentimes put them in a theater for Oscar consideration, but it's cheaper to distribute it on Netflix and Hulu. So they will do a limited run and then put it wide on television.
Here,
you may be seeing it on your TV.
Here in the D.C. area, you can go to Landmark East Street, which is known for its indie film showings, right. And Landmark Bethesda Row, which is another indie film theater.
Well, it looks, check it out. It's called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And tell me if you don't think this movie looks like it's going to win something. I'd love to see it. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on The Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Meara's personal assistant, Jennifer, with a reminder
a
to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station.
No, she's alive, bro.
Okay.
Fun.
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 She might be in
I
here
love
tomorrow.
To say the F word. Don't forget the Mike O'Meara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I heard she was in rehab.
Yeah, but not for what you might think.
Okay.
It's a long story. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you in need of great talent for your business, but short on time? You don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need the right tools, smarter tools. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just a click, so you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. They can't tell you that unless it's true. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified candidates with immediate results. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. One more time, try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire that man.
News.
That rogue Twitter employee who shut down President Trump's account for 11 minutes did what he or she could, but in the end, the effort was wasted because November is on pace to be Trump's most prolific month on Twitter yet.
That's great.
His current record is 485 tweets in September, but he is on pace to obliterate that record with an estimated 723 tweets. He had 51 last Tuesday alone while he was visiting South Korea.
Is there anything the man can't do?
I know. Meanwhile, Trump was on the wrong end of an awkward handshake for a change.
Oh.
Attending the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit in the Philippines yesterday, he was forced to take part in a weird custom he wasn't prepared for. I haven't seen the video of this. All the leaders stand side by side, cross their arms, and shake with the guy on the other side. Trump clearly didn't know what he was doing, and he didn't put his hands in the right position. It was kind of awkward. Yeah, I've not seen the video.
It sounds like they're trying to be the monkeys or something. I mean, it's like some sort of show business. But there's always a moment in a presidency where the guy is not prepped. Do you remember when George W. Bush tried to exit and the door was locked?
Yes.
And they didn't tell him how to leave the stage?
And his father threw up in Japan.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. That's right.
Yep. And remember when Clinton banged all those women?
That was kind of hot.
GQ revealed its annual Men of the Year winners yesterday. And for the Citizen of the Year, they definitely didn't go with the safe choice. They chose Colin Kaepernick, who's probably the most controversial person they could have chosen, if not second to President Trump. Colin didn't give an interview to GQ, but he did pose for photos. And he's also featured on one of the covers. The others went to Gal Gadot, the Wonder Woman of the Year, Stephen Colbert, the Bad Hombre of the Year, and Kevin Durant, the Champion of the Year. Colin Kaepernick winning the Person of the Year, Citizen of the Year, was met with this reaction down here in Cocoonville. Way to go!
Yeah.
That's what they said.
You know who was ignored yet again?
About that.
By GQ?
Totally
ignored. Just glossed right over. Chrissy Metz.
Chrissy Metz, your favorite.
That's right.
You love her. Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey are reportedly being treated for sex addiction at a clinic called The Meadows near Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi.
And they're paying $58,000 for the cure, if there is one. But more important than the money is the celibacy. Patients have to go without sex for at least 8 weeks. Treatment also includes meditation, group therapy, journaling, examining sexual fantasies, and creating a relapse prevention plan. Founder Patrick Carnes was on CBS This Morning yesterday. Right there, that concerns me. Why is the guy going on television?
True,
if he's running this? He said, quote, like any other addiction, it's a problem where a person loses their ability to choose. It's a brain disease. He added that his program is more like boot camp than a vacation, but he would not confirm that Weinstein or Spacey are actually there. CBS also talked to a drug and alcohol counselor named Dr. Damon Raskin, who doesn't believe in sex addiction and thinks celebrities often use it as a publicity stunt.
Mm.
Well, you know, I mean, I think if it's bad behavior, you can train somebody to stop doing it.
Also, wouldn't you go and get sex addiction therapy before you have to tell the world you're sorry and then go?
Well, I suppose it's usually not that way. But,
the weird thing is that the program at the Meadows is the same way Carrie and I celebrated our 21st anniversary. Journaling in 8 weeks with no sex.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ron. According to a new survey by Boston Market, Americans will go to an average of 1.7 Thanksgiving dinners or meals this year. In other words, they're going to go to more than one. They will have more than one Thanksgiving dinner.
That's, but they're not. But that not day of. I mean, that counts the whole weekend, I guess.
No, I bet day of too. Probably.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you've done it, haven't you, with Broken Homeboy?
Yeah, I suppose. But I mean, 1.7. That's almost. That's a lot of people that are going to multiple houses.
Broken this is true. Home. I'm surprised.
Broken Homeboy.
Broken Homeboy.
That's me in the ghetto.
Show title.
Well, my daughters would go to their moms and mine when I was in Manassas. Here are a few more results from the survey. The average Thanksgiving dinner will have 9 or 10 people. That's the average.
Okay.
About a quarter of people will go to a Friendsgiving dinner. Hi. 5% will eat at a restaurant or at least one of their Thanksgiving dinners. And 30% are stressed about how complicated it is to juggle all the different places they have to be. Oh, those people can pound sand as far as...
I don't want the mashed potatoes to be cold. Oh, no.
Oh, dear. I'm overwhelmed.
Good heavens.
Anyway, moving right along. Sometimes a company launches a new product that complements their business so well, you can't believe it took them this long to figure it out. This is one of those cases. Stovetop Stuffing just launched a brand new product called Thanksgiving Dinner Pants.
Oh,
Whoa. They've got a big expandable waistband, and basically they look like maternity pants. But they're not for people who are pregnant, just gorging. Kind of gross. They're selling them at ThanksgivingDinnerPants.com for $20 with free shipping.
Yeah.
The reason I mention that is, well, we do a mailbag every week. You should grab some quick before they sell out. Yeah. There they are. Why didn't we think of that, huh? Come
dinner
on now.
Pants. Jesus. Dinner pants.
And now a little something something. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office said in a news release that neighbors in Palm Harbor, Florida, began reporting hearing gunshots at about 3 a.m. Sunday. Deputies heard more shots coming from a house after they arrived. Authorities say they set up a perimeter around the house where Stephen Jonas, who is 51, lives, trying to contact him for, just about 8 hours. Investigators said Jonas walked out and was arrested. After an eight-hour standoff, he told the officers he was only shooting at rats in his yard with a rifle.
Oh.
Deputies found a .223 caliber rifle inside and many other weapons, according to authorities. At least one round hit a nearby home. No one was injured. Jonas faces a charge of shooting into an occupied dwelling. Court records listed no lawyer for him. However, all of the rats are being represented by attorneys. I'm sorry. That's it. We will take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
This week, it's a special edition of O'Meracast. Marcus Serta has recovered from TMOS Live in Nolens, and his special guest is Robert W. Spiewak Jr.
But as long as the audio sounds okay, then we should be fine.
As usual, when you're involved, the audio sounds fantastic.
Is that how we're going to play it?
Listen as Marcus and Rob talk about TMOS, HBS, his past, his future, and most importantly, booze.
Many times at the after party, I just said, no, that's my bottle of Crown. And I was holding it as a child would a teddy bear.
Download this week's O'Meracast on the TMOS
What's wrong
app
with the audio?
On iTunes or at MikeOmeraShow.com.
We had the choice of
what
Skyping.
The hell?
We had the choice of Skyping or doing by phone, and we went by Skype.
Do it by
That's
phone
not the time. Answer. What's wrong with it? Skype usually sounds better than that, doesn't it?
You'd have to ask the man who engineered the program.
And a couple of times I'm holding the bottle of Crown like it's a teddy bear. Just wondering why it sounds like.
Have you listened to it?
I've not. I did it. I didn't want to hear it again.
That's it. That's fashion.
I already invested an hour with Marcus. I think that's plenty.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. It's the most wonderful time of the year, or is it?
What?
It is.
It's it's expensive, it's hectic, and there's never enough time unless you use Amazon. Using Amazon.com through our website or our app is like having a workshop full of elves helping you at every turn. Thanks to Amazon, it sounds like it's shaping up to be a very Merry Christmas at Stacy Both's house. She bought a new beer tap dispenser for her kegerator and a pound and a half of black walnuts, the most elegant and elusive of all the walnuts. And it looks like Dave Dunlop will be ready for your holiday visitors because he just ordered a brand new Japanese toilet, which is great, I guess. You see, Amazon truly sells everything, and at holiday time, that is a lifesaver. It's a huge time for us to get you to shop through Amazon through our page because it works. Shopping Amazon is really, really important during the holidays.
Get started early.
Do it.
Get started early. You're going to get your holiday shopping roaring in the next couple of weeks. We need you to think of us to do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the TMOS app or go through our website. Now, go spend money and do it through our website or our app, ladies and gentlemen. Let's open up the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak.
I know one thing we share in common is that in the near past, we had cars that had a lot of power. And now we don't have cars that have a lot of power.
Ooh.
Oh, by the way, tomorrow on the show, I will tell you the saga of the $900 bill where our babysitter backed into someone and then the insurance didn't cover it. Then they did cover it. Then when they were getting the body work done, they tanked the electrical system to the tune of $900.
Oh,
and now they're claiming that they didn't do it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and there's no real way to really prove it. So we're waiting on word from them.
Docker pay, Mike.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting on whether or not to give the body shop a commercial.
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Are you familiar or have you heard about the Dodge Demon?
Dodge Demon, no.
The Dodge
didn't
Demon,
have a little devil logo on it.
I believe so. This is a new car. The new Dodge Demon is going into dealerships today. It is the fastest production vehicle in the world.
Is it a variant on the Challenger?
I think it probably has the same chassis, the Challenger does not have 840. Yes, 840 horsepower.
I think it's a Challenger with the big engine.
It is. I'm looking at it right now.
It goes from 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds. One seat, and it starts at $85,000.
It has one seat?
Only one seat.
Less
weight.
It's
like a race car. Here is the sound of the Dodge Demon revving its engine.
America, baby.
America!
Yep. Here's the sound of a Dodge Demon driving by. Watch carefully because you won't see it long.
Man, do I love that sound.
I don't know if it is supercharged.
I heard the whine.
And here is the sound of it taking off from a dead stop. Remember, 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds. That's the Dodge Demon.
Amazing.
They're small.
It's able to run on racing fuel, and if you are into Dodge, you'll know this. It weighs 215 pounds less than a Dodge Hellcat, which had 707 horsepower. Pretty crazy.
That's because they took the seats out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy,
what a cool car.
Anyway, so look for that.
Love to drive it.
Did you see the video? I think it was on the gram yesterday that to get back from practice, LeBron and the Cavaliers took the subway in New York City.
This is a funny, funny video.
Because it was much quicker than taking a cab, taking a limo or anything. So here's LeBron on the subway, and some guy halfway through tries to like pull his phone away.
Yes.
Because he's, you know, it's New York and people are like that.
On our way back from shoot around, decided to take a different transportation this time. Where we at, Kyle?
A train. We had two options. 45-minute bus ride.
45-minute bus ride.
Or a
6-minute train ride. So we decided to hop on the train with the squad. Hey, Channing, what's up? What's squishy? I don't know this dude right here. He tripping. Hey, D-Way. We're on the train, man. Headed back to the hotel, getting ready for the Knick game tonight.
Now, I am no great sports fan, but even I recognize LeBron James, okay?
Well, excuse me. There is a physical angle to basketball players. They're 112 feet tall.
Yeah, he's very tall. So the guy that tried to get him to stop recording on his phone.
I was in Steinmart the other night, and I knew these guys came in from FGCU, the basketball guys.
Yeah.
Because they're 14 feet tall. And I mean, I don't even know who they are, but I want to get their autograph.
So the guy that tried to stop him from filming did a response video, and he does not follow basketball at all, okay?
Hi, everybody. It's me, James Michelangelo, but I just want you to refer to me from here on out as Can You Not. That's my new name. So a couple of things. First of all, I don't have a wife. Second of all, I had no idea who LeBron James was because I don't watch football.
Basketball.
Oh, it's basketball?
I love this guy.
Okay, so I don't watch basketball. Either.
Me too, Pony.
And LeBron, I just want you to know that I'm coming for you, okay?
Okay, so look out.
This guy is so embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Isn't he?
Why would you go on?
You get the dictum right through the phone.
Why would you go on? First of all, his name's too long.
Super rich dictum.
Is it basketball? What is it, football?
And
I'm coming for you.
Why would you tell the world that you're just ignorant? This man is like Michael Jordan of our time. How do you not know this?
Some people aren't sports fans, Oscar. Pony probably wouldn't recognize him.
Who's Michael Jordan?
Oscar just said that LeBron James is the Michael Jordan of basketball.
Of our time. Of our time.
You implied it, though.
No, I said, if you listen, of our time is completely different. Non-sports fan of basketball.
I prefer to take the jump because it was funnier. No. Mike, are you familiar with Mookie Betts?
Yeah, Mookie Betts, center fielder for the Boston Red Sox.
How did he play for your Sox this year?
Right fielder for the Boston Red Sox. Mookie Betts is one of my all-time favorites.
Then you're going to love this. He was actually placed in a pro bowling event over the weekend.
He's cool. Mookie Betts is a cool guy. Real gamer guy.
He was in the World Series of Bowling, and he didn't finish. I think he finished in the top 200. He averaged 201 in all the games he bowled, but he did bowl a perfect game.
Boston Red Sox outfielder Mookie Betts on the precipice of perfection.
Can you stop it for a second? You have to start it. You have to start it from the beginning.
Okay.
Because it's Boston Red Sox outfielder. It's not
sock.
Boston Red Sox. You don't singularize it by putting one sock on their
not
foot.
Not even
you
if
dumbass
it's one guy?
Bowling announcer.
Okay. So they're
listen
not
listen to the way the guy says Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
Boston Red Sox outfielder Mookie Betts on the precipice of perfection. 300 game for Mookie Betts.
Well, that's cool. I didn't know that you liked him, so I just thought it would be.
I do like Mookie. I think that maybe honing that skill into baseball.
Less bowling, more baseball.
Thank you, Oscar. Put it the right way. Less bowling, more work on those skills. Yeah,
maybe a 300 season instead of a 300 game. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Thank you.
Let us close with this: a woman in Wisconsin having great fun. She has what she calls a yard ornament. There are statues of deer in her front yard.
Very cool.
And a live deer. Comes, is it?
No, it's not.
A live deer comes and gets rather friendly. Yes, he's trying to mate with the statue.
Yes.
And what's great is the woman's reaction to it.
Big woman?
Yes.
It's a fat laugh.
Oh, God, that's funny. I got a deer here who's trying to hump the fake deer. It is hysterical. Do it again. Small little buck. Here he goes again. Here he goes. Oh my God. I got a car coming. Now I got to go.
I got to go. I got a car coming. And then
I got a car coming. Yeah, big car.
Yeah.
Big Lincoln Town car.
She might have upgraded her lift.
To my doctor's appointment.
And then the lift pulled up and she said,
come down for moose soup after.
That's your Magic Audio Vault, everybody. Have a great Tuesday.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. How do you like that, huh?
Yeah. Everybody.
Hey, how about a little Getty Lee to sing for you? A Monday warrior means strike. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app and unlock the live 24 TMO stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailbag address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Rush! Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show for Oscar and Rob. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.